Worthy Jesus. Worthy Jesus. Hallelujah. Do miracles so great. Father, we thank you for everything that you did through him. Everything that's provided. He who spared not his own son, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? It's a part of that inheritance. It's been given to us in the healing power of Jesus Christ. So we worship you and we praise you. The works that he did, we'll do also. And greater works. Because he goes to the Father and he is with the Father. I thank you, Lord. Death could not hold you. Neither can it hold us. Father, I praise and magnify you. Glorify the name of Jesus. That name which is above every name. We glorify you. We exalt you. You're great. You do miracles so great. This is just what you do. Lord, you are holy and wonderful and mighty. We glorify you. Worship you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Need a miracle this morning, or a miracle in your body, or you're standing for someone. So we just continue to worship. Why don't you come on up here? We had a miracle Wednesday night. Somebody had kidney stones and they got prayed for, and by the time they got home, everything, all that left, past the stones. So how many of you know if he does it for one, he'll do it for all? If you're here this morning and you need ministry in your body, why don't you just come and stand? If you need a miracle in some other way, just come on up and stand. He does miracles so well, and so we worship you, Jesus. You need to stand for somebody else, even not that's not here. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify you. We glorify you. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you. Just want to exhort you just for a minute over the offering. Hallelujah. I'm glad to be here this morning. It doesn't matter if your favorite team won or lost. We still have the victory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why don't you say this with me? I say I've been born again. By incorruptible seed. I have the life of the new nature. I say that Immokalee is born again. I say that the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, demoniacs are set free, maimed are made whole, thousands and thousands are born again in this revival. Jesus, use me. I pray that a revival starts in me first. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, this, if you've not heard it, there was prophecies that came out at the beginning of this year that said this is going to be a year for selling out. For selling out. What does that mean? That means whatever wasn't sold out before has to be sold out now. It means that There was another part of the prophecy. I don't know if it was that one or not, but it said the Lord was asking us to get laser focused. In other words, every part of our life was those that were going into what we're presently calling revival. How many, if you check yourself down deep inside, know that it just, we've always said this, but it just keeps being a necessity to be repeated. There's something on the horizon. There's something very close. There's something that is changing. Hallelujah. And so, I don't know what He's going to do. I do know what He's going to do. I know He's going to bring about all these years of confession and your prayers. Everything that you've been asking Him for, along with me as a church, that will not be glorified as a church, but will be glorified, that He'll be glorified in us. That's what we're asking for. So there's something going on with the youth. There's something going on in the Sunday worship. Things are going to another place. So you get to be a part of that. Well, a familiar portion of Scripture concerning exhortation, it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. You can look at it with me. We've read it before, but hallelujah. Be in prayer for our Sunday nights. Homer's doing some more work with the teenagers. So come out and support him. But if he calls you to, it's not just a blanket statement. Verse 1 of chapter 8 says, "Moreover, brethren, we do cause you to know, we want you to know the grace of God that was bestowed upon the churches of Macedonia. How that in a great trial of the affliction, that the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality." And that liberality is what he's talking about, is giving. "For to their power I bear record, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves. They were praying always," Paul was said, "praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministry of the saints." Well, Paul was raising an offering to minister to the saints, and he presented the opportunity to the churches of Macedonia, and he's bearing record of what their willingness was to be a part of this. He said, "They prayed us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministry of the saints. And this they did, not as we had hoped, but first gave their own selves unto the Lord and unto us by the will of God." So this is amazing, because what Paul was saying, he said, what they did was, wasn't that they responded to what we were asking by giving to us, but they first gave themselves to the Lord. In other words, everything that we do in this life, everything that we're doing, all of our motives, all the reasons why that we're even giving is checked before the Lord. So what you're giving for, what we're asking you to give, is towards the outpouring. Well, how so? Well, right now it's mostly just keeping things going and, you know, paying the lights and paying my salary and making sure that I'm in the prayer closet. And by the way, if I'm not, come by and beat me up real good. Just call my wife and check and see if I'm not. And then don't give anymore if I'm not. But if I am, if I'm still praying, then keep giving. Hallelujah. Keep giving. But he said they did this. They gave, not because it wasn't the initiation, because we ask. But they first gave themselves to the Lord. And this is what we've been teaching you for all these years, is that it's between you and God. And so you first give yourself over to the Lord, and then as you give yourself over to Him, that He speaks to your heart. Now, how many of you know, or how many of you feel that this is a worthwhile place to give? Hallelujah. So if you really feel that, I haven't as of yet had any angels show up with any checks. You're the angels in the outfield. Hallelujah. You're the one. Well, I'm praying, Father, send the money. Send the money. Well, he's probably going to come to your house first. Hallelujah. He's probably going to ask of you. So why don't you ask him right now what he'd have you to give? So, Father, we just worship you. We glorify you. We ask you, Lord, to speak to our hearts. Guide us in this time of giving. We pray that first, Lord, initiated from you and then from you to our hearts. And Lord, we just pray that all these things would be done in abundance according to your love and your goodness in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. So if you're giving this morning, it's Family Prayer Center. Hallelujah. So go ahead and take the time to fill out those envelopes. If you don't have one, one should be pretty close to you. Hallelujah. And then why don't you stand with us one more time? We're going to bring this down in worship. And if you miss somebody, you could hug them one more time. Hallelujah. So
Lord, we ask you to bless this offering, Father. Thank you that we do give out of the liberty and freedom of our hearts, Lord. It's not about giving to gain, Lord. It's giving to give, and it's giving to advance the kingdom. So, Father, we thank you for the truth of that, Lord God, that we are getting the unadulterated Word of God set forth before us every Sunday, every Wednesday, every Sunday night, Lord. And I thank you for these men of God that won't move from their positions. They'll continue to pray and stand in the gap no matter what's thrown at them. So, Father, as they do so, we stand behind them and bless them. And, Father, bless this offering now in Jesus' name and multiply it, sanctify it, and we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you. We worship you and glorify you. Every drop of blood was paid for me, for them, that we could be free. And he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. We give you all the praise, Jesus. We give you all the glory for who you are, in truth to us. We thank you, Father, that you've defeated through him the wicked one, that you've given us all authority over all the works of the enemy. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we bless them. We bless them. Father, you're raising up a standard, even in this hour, over your church. We praise you. Nothing shall by any means harm us. You've given us, Lord. Jesus came that he might destroy the works of the devil. You said that, Lord, that we'd tread upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing should by any means harm us. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Go ahead and magnify him. We glorify you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify you, Lord. We praise and magnify you, Jesus. We praise and magnify you, Jesus. We praise and magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Second Timothy 2. Just read a little bit. Exhort some. Thank you, Jesus. Hello, Makoshkete Lesini. He said, writing to Timothy, Paul said, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard among me, heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." Hallelujah, Jesus. This morning, presently in your life, what you're hearing is a message that is being committed to you, so that you yourself are going to get so strong, be so faithful. These things are being committed unto you so that you can teach others also. Well, what am I teaching them? First of all, the very foundation is Jesus Christ, Him crucified. That's our power. That's our very power. It's not in a denomination. It's not in a particular move at any place. It's not even, our power is not even in us claiming revival. Our power is in Him, Christ crucified. That's where our power is at. So what you're getting from the very beginning is this, is that the foundation is Christ crucified. This is the mystery that from all the ages was from the beginning of Genesis all the way through. And once you step into Christ Jesus, then you begin to be a part of that mystery. The very first thing that you realize is this, that was the life that Christ had while He walked on this planet, and He was able to defeat Satan from the very get-go. The Word says that your spirit was created in true righteousness and true holiness. Why? Because you receive the Spirit of Christ. You receive one just like the one that He had from the Father from the very beginning. When you're born again, you're standing in a place that's no less powerful than what He walked in. Now, Paul goes on to talk about here, what he's actually talking about is that we hold fast to sound doctrine. That's what he's talking about. The soundness of the doctrine that he wanted Timothy to continue in was this. Timothy, what has been committed to you is the very foundation of Christ in you. Well, Christ in you from the very beginning sets you free. It sets you free from sin and from the power of sin. Romans 8:1 is, "There is therefore now no," what? "Condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." That doesn't mean that you don't have to feel convicted over your sin. What it's talking about is there is therefore now no condemning sentence. In other words, Once you get born again, you're free. You're free. Well, it does mean that you can have a free conscience. In other words, whatever happened prior to the cross in your life, you do not have to let the devil continue to condemn you for those things. But the other thing is this. Here's what he was committing to Timothy. Part of the major gospel was already being deteriorated by those who were trying to come in and undermine the truth of the gospel. And he was continuing to put into Timothy, let the people know, don't follow fables, don't follow genealogies, don't follow the men that will come in and say, look, Christ has set you free, but you can continue to live any life that you want to live. No, the life that now we live now is the life in Christ Jesus. He is our prototype. He is our prototype. He's the one who came before us, and he's the one who set forth the example that we could live above sin. Hallelujah. We could lay down our head at night and know that we were free. He said, therefore, endure hardness. This is what Paul said to Timothy. Therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man, everybody say, no man. That means me. Everybody say, that means me. No man that warreth. Well, how many of you think that you've possibly been in a war recently? No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him which has chosen him to be a good soldier. The affairs of this life, what he's actually saying is no man entangles himself. It really does say in the Greek, no man entangles himself with civilian affairs. In other words, you've been called to a higher order. What is my order, Pastor? To cause a revival and to live a righteous life in front of your family and to say, look, if this is what my prototype said at the end of his life, see, here's the amazing part. This is really hard for me, but yet I accept it. Jesus had a body. It's not hard. We accept it. We understand it. But what we're saying is this. It's amazing. Did you know Jesus had a body just like yours? He had a body just like yours. Meaning this, it could sin, but thank God he never did. Hallelujah. At the end of his life, just before the cross, he's sitting in a room with 12 of his disciples. One's about to leave and betray him. And he says this, the wicked one is coming. I can see him. In the next few hours, in the next day of my life, what he's going to do is he's going to come and he's going to try to stop me from paying the price. But how many of you know that our prototype never entangled himself with the affairs of this life? And Jesus said that the wicked one is coming, but he has nothing in me. Nothing in me. In other words, in the 33 and a half years that he lived, there was never a time where he gave himself over to the affairs of the flesh. Well, Pastor, I don't meet that mark. No, but you do. Because every time that you possibly could have failed, just get back under the blood of Jesus Christ, and you still are standing in the place. You stand where he stands. Hallelujah. Square your shoulders up and say, look, if Jesus did it, I can do it. Because he didn't defeat the devil through deity. He beat him through his glory. He beat him through humanity. Hallelujah. He walked the born again trail just like you and I get to walk it today, this Sunday. Hallelujah. Immokalee is saved. Hallelujah. Glory. Immokalee is saved. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him, who's him, Christ, who's chosen me, that's you, to be a good soldier, to be a soldier. If any man strive for the masteries, yet he's not crowned except he strive lawfully. Well, this is what we understand. Romans 6 says this, tells us that we've been baptized into his spiritual death. You know, the moment that the Holy Spirit showed up you really were dead already, but your spirit was dead. It had no spiritual life. Then the Holy Spirit stepped in and he baptized that thing all the way to death in Christ Jesus, but he brought forth the life of God. Now the word says in Romans 6 that sin shall no longer have dominion over you. In other words, it's not just sin, but it's all the kissing cousins to sin too. You don't have to go home and be married to depression or fear or sickness or disease. Well, these things have been delivered over to us from the very beginning. These are the things that we're teaching you. So you go out and you say, hey, look, I know a place I can bring you to. Not just a physical habitation. How many of you know these walls right here, they're not the house of God. The house of God, or they're not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is what? The word says it's within you. Hallelujah. So we're pounding the streets and we're teaching them this gospel. The moment that you get born again, you're free. You're free to live a life of freedom in Christ. Go get your family. Go get your family. Go get them born again. Go get them saved. Hallelujah. Teach them they can be free, and then they can walk free of addictions. They can walk free of fear. Whatever. Hallelujah. Whatever was a past kind of trait. Well, my dad did that, and his dad did that, and they did this, and it messed up the family. You know that is broken in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:13 tells us that he became a curse for us. And if he became a curse for us, there is no more curse. It's a done deal. Hallelujah. Well, I've been trying to figure out how to break this curse. Stop trying to figure it out. It's already broken. Hallelujah. My dad could have been Osama bin Laden. Well, here's the other thing before I'll say this. Do you know how powerful that blood is? Now, this probably, I don't know that the victims would agree with this. But did you know that if it were possible for all of everything that he did, Hitler, Stalin, Osama bin Laden, if that the knowledge of Christ could have gotten past the deception that was in their heart and mind, and if they'd have really cried out to Jesus, do you know they could have been born again? Right on their deathbed. Right on their deathbed. That's how powerful that blood is. So if that blood is that powerful, then I can say this. I can say that I don't have to go back and break curses off my life because they've been broke through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And this madman, which is nothing more, when I call him a madman, I'm talking about that fallen angel. That's all he is. He's just a fallen angel. He's not God. He can't control your life. He cannot. He was created. There's not going to be a cold day in hell that something created is going to overrun that which created it. And that which created him from the beginning before he fell, he's my Father. He's created me. And I get to rule and reign with him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Makes you want to just get a switch and go devil hunting. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's right. I've called you to this place. So rise up. Teach others what I'm teaching you, saith the Spirit of grace, that you're more than conquerors. More than conquerors. Hallelujah. Why don't you just stand? Lift those hands. I love you, Jesus. Why don't you tell him just for a moment how wonderful he is? What are you going to teach others? Well, I'm going to teach others that I can lay hands on the sick. They will recover. whosoever sins I remit, they're remitted. I can't be the one to forgive them, but I can tell them after they've prayed, you've been born again. You're free. Well, you're priests, kings and priests. Why don't you start going around telling people after they've prayed the prayer of salvation, hey, as an ambassador of God, I get to announce to you, you have been born again. Let's empty the streets of Immokalee. Let's cause them to know how free they are. Would you just lift those hands for a moment? I glorify you, Jesus. If you're here this morning, you don't pray in tongues, and you've been noticing since you've been coming here the last few weeks, these people keep praying in this language that doesn't sound like Creole or Spanish or English. It's the gift of the Holy Ghost. He wants to empower you. If you're here this morning and you don't pray in tongues and you'd like to experience this, we're here. All you have to do is come forward. Step out. Let us pray for you. I want to encourage the body. Since we are going and getting closer, and I believe the latter part of this year, there's going to be some wonderful things take place. Pastor Dave will be coming in November. Right now, we're in a transition. I think we're in a place where the devil has fought so hard because he knows a little bit of what's coming. I've fathomed, but I've not yet fully fathomed the fullness. But I'm gonna tell you this. I encourage you. He's going to be asking more of you in prayer. Give yourself to that. He's going to be asking more of you. The Holy Spirit's going to be asking more of you to push yourself or push away the plate a little bit more. What does that mean? Can I say that bad word? Fasting. I'm going to say it just before you go out of here and go get Sunday afternoon barbecue. Maybe that'll make you feel good. You know, every time I've ever ate a big meal, I'm ready to fast afterwards. Every time my belly gets full, I'm going to say, man, I'm going to start a fast tomorrow. One day on, one day off will do good. 2 days on, 2 days off will do good. Why? Because the authority begins to arise in your spirit, put down the flesh. You're going to be those who are going to be, these words are being committed unto you. What words? The foundation is Christ. You're free from sin. You're free to walk above the powers of the enemy. Hallelujah. Do we believe it? Yes, but we don't believe it. Do we believe? Yeah, but we don't. Yeah, but we don't. Yes, but we don't. But there's an hour that's coming that a bunch of us are going to walk in here truly believing it. We're going to join hands and do ring around the rosies. Pocket full of posies. Ashes, ashes, the devil falls down. Praise God. These walls are coming down. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. All that you are, all that you are, Jesus. We receive these commissions. Lord, I commission them. I'm asking them, Lord, to ask you what more that they can do. Not of works. Works won't do it. It's not the amount of time, but it's what happens in that time. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Father, we just pray that your grace will come upon us. Why don't you lift your hands for that grace? Lord, I just pray that grace will come upon us like never before. The Family Prayer Center will enter into a place, Lord, of prayer and fasting and calling on you like we never have before. Not of works, God. Somehow keep works out of it. But, Father, let the grace of God just empower our spirits, Lord, to go forward. And we just give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen. 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 Now go have a big barbecue dinner and all that stuff. Hallelujah.